Here we are then. It's the lunchtime social debate. It's the last one of the Christmas before Christmas, and probably the last one of 2016. Joining me in the studio is the young lady that said, "This is the idea that I want to do." So it's your fault.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
It was your idea. So if this goes belly up, then it's your. We'll blame you.
Blame all right. That.
And you know what's going to happen. You're probably going to, Angel, aka Stumble, is probably going to go off and have a sleep in a bath. I'm off, I'm out of here. Queenie Strop, gone. Okay, so just tell us about what is actually, you know, because I was explaining this to my mum yesterday and I've got headache.
Oh.
Trying to explain it. A guilty pleasure.
Just like embarrassing things that you kind of really like.
See, she thought guilty pleasure was having an affair. It's not that, is
that's,
it?
That's no. That's a different thing.
It's a different thing altogether.
It's so come just on. Slightly embarrassing little things that you shouldn't like, but you do. Or you like too much, and it is a bit weird.
Okay. Do you have an array? Do you have a lot of things?
I have a few weird things. I think mine are mainly like music things.
Okay.
I can't let go of my childhood.
Me or yeah. High School Musical.
Yeah, High School Musical. All the Disney Channel films that yeah. They did, the musical spin-offs, like the Cheetah Girls and stuff.
Is that a TV programme, the High School Musical stuff?
It's films.
Films.
My and childhood.
How many times have you watched it?
Oh, I can't even count. It was, when I was younger, it was like the in thing to just keep watching it on repeat until you knew all the words in the script.
And that's one of your guilty pleasures as well. Do you still watch it now?
I haven't watched it in ages, actually, because I kind of overwatched it, because I watched it like 7 times in a row, so...
Are you a fan of?
Oh, yeah.
Still
I haven't watched it in a while, but yeah.
Is that because, you know, a little bit older maybe? Or
maybe
will
it
you
is,
go back
yeah.
to it?
I think if you're feeling poorly and you want to cheer yourself up, High School Musical might be the way forward.
Okay, because I used to watch Different Strokes when I was a kid. Used to love Different Strokes.
Yep.
Still love it now. My son watches it. I mean, bearing in mind, this little comedy programme, mid to late 1970s it started.
Yep.
And it ran for about 10 years. And I went out and bought the DVDs about 10 years ago. And I've still got them, and I love to get them out and watch them every now and again. And you know, maybe I shouldn't because I'm 51, but they are just fun. So there's one guilty pleasure for me, and I'm sure by the end of this we're gonna have loads of guilty pleasures. Have you got any more?
TV shows. I'm into the reality TV shows massively.
Right.
So Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Anything with a celebrity in it, I'll watch it.
I watch I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
Would that be deemed as a guilty pleasure?
I think it's not anymore. It went downhill for a little while. I think it's picked back up and it's kind of cool again now.
No, I think I would have that down as a guilty pleasure because if it wasn't for me, I use my wife as a yardstick. That sounds so wrong on many levels, but she wouldn't watch it if it wasn't for me. She wouldn't bother with it.
No.
So I think, because she's quite intelligent, she's a lot more intelligent than I am. And I just know that she would not watch that if she wasn't with me, she wouldn't be watching that.
No.
And it's the only one of those type of programmes that we actually do watch and make a point of watching, never missed it.
Yeah.
I don't watch Big Brother.
Love it.
Why?
I love all the drama. And I like the celebrity one, because you find out how thick celebrities really are. And it makes you feel a little bit better about yourself.
But do you think when you watch these celebrities that they must know how the game works?
You'd think that, but I think some of them are genuinely oblivious.
Do you watch it?
No. I watched it when it had Meghan McKenna in it, but that was it.
Who's Meghan McKenna?
She was the angry one.
Yeah, because she was on X on the Beach.
Yeah.
I've watched that a lot, and Are You the One? They're my...
See?
Never missed them.
So who's Meghan McKenna?
I don't really know how she became famous. I think it was from one of those, like, it's not Geordie Shore, it's the other one, or it might be Geordie Shore, it's one of those. And I don't know, she's just really angry, and I love it.
They've got to be, you know, those, Geordie Shore and The Only Way Is, they've got to be guilty pleasures, haven't they?
Oh, I love Geordie Shore.
Is that not a guilty pleasure?
Yeah,
though?
I don't tell people this.
My mum loves Geordie Shore.
Love Geordie Shore.
Because my son is 20 years old. And he phoned me one day. We were talking, and he said, "Oh, I've got to go, Dad. Geordie Shore's just about to start."
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, I said, "Oh, right. Okay. So you're going to watch that nonsense?" That's got to be
good.
So is this age related, a guilty pleasure?
Maybe it is.
No, because my mum watches these sorts of things though, and she's quite old.
Okay, would she consider it a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I think so.
She has got you some Doc Martens for Christmas. You could start being a bit nicer. So we took a call.
Of course.
Okay, let's take a call. Hi, who's this?
Ho, 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 2 days to go.
It's Father Christmas.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Father.
I'm up early, actually. I should have had a couple of days extra sleep.
You should.
Hello, Ian.
I recognise the voice. Hello, Keith, how are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, we're all right, thanks.
Yeah, can I take this opportunity to wish everybody at Vectis and everybody on the island a very, very Merry Christmas and a peaceful New Year?
Of course you can. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. All the best and all onwards and upwards, mate, for the station.
FM next year.
FM indeed.
Looking forward to it.
Indeed. Not half, mate. Guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose all my street cred here if I ever had any. And that's going to be that I'm a secret Emmerdale watcher.
Hey, hey, Keith, so am I. And it's the only soap that I watch. I love Emmerdale. Why do you like Emmerdale so much?
I don't know. This is because I'm a country lad myself, mate. You know, and, you know, obviously it's like the island over there, mate. A lot of it's country wild, isn't it? If you know what I mean. Country eyes, isn't it? If you know what I mean.
But when we first started watching Emmerdale, when it first came out in about 1972, there was more farm life in
it. Exactly. It was Emmerdale Farm, wasn't it?
Less so now, though.
That's right, yeah. It's more about the village and the goings-on, the naughty goings-on, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, well, then again, you know, you take it, for instance. I think they were the first ones that had the lesbian kiss, were they?
Oh, I don't know. No, I think that was Brookside.
Oh, Brookside, that's it. Brookside.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know they had the vet went the situation regarding the lesbian story, but yeah, it's good to see it brought into the series, though, mate. You know, it's an everyday occurrence now, and we got to accept it.
I'm a big fan of Emmerdale. Again, I judge it. The wife would not watch Emmerdale or any other soap, so I'm guessing soaps are definitely guilty pleasures.
Definitely.
Yeah, gotta be, innit? Gotta be, mate.
What else? Because I don't think your street cred's damaged too much there.
Disco music.
See, I don't mind disco music either.
We're very much alike, mate, aren't we?
Yeah. And there's a way of dancing to disco music, and it's never going to change.
No, you're right, mate.
It's a bit two-steppy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, round the handbag job. Oh, yeah. There goes another guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Round my man bag, we should say.
Is that a guilty pleasure?
What, a man bag?
A man bag, yeah.
No, in my case, it's a necessity, mate.
Right.
Be honest with you.
So, any more? What about food?
Food-wise, guilty pleasures. I don't know, Ian. What would you call a guilty pleasure if you go... Donuts, go on, then.
Yeah?
I had 40 donuts yesterday.
How many?
40, like of those little ones.
40 donuts? 40?
Yeah, me and my friend bought a pack each of 40, so we had 80 donuts.
That's just greedy.
That is unbelievable. And I bet she's the size of a matchstick, mate, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
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 It's not right, Keith, is it?
It's typical, isn't it?
It's not right.
I've only got to look at four of them donuts and it's a stone.
So guilty pleasures, come on, it must be, I don't know, hot drinks, hot chocolate, maybe?
I'm not a great lover of hot chocolate, mate. No, unless it's made with milk. It's got to be made with milk.
Right.
You know, none of this out-of-the-packet, boiling water business, you know. It's that's not right. That is not right. A hot drink, you know, bedtime drink, it's got to be hot milky, isn't it?
Well, something that we've done in the last... My wife buys this crusty bread, and I'm not really...
Oh, mate, don't talk about that. My mate used to buy a loaf. We used to work nights. And on his way home in the morning, he used to go into Tesco's in the bakery, buy one of those tiger bread loaves, sit down with half a pound of butter, and eat the whole damn loaf while it was hot.
I don't like it hot.
But well, it should be freshly baked, you know.
Don't want any of it melting, but I want half-inch thick butter.
What is that ingredient in tiger bread, though, mate?
I don't know.
Have you had it, tiger bread?
No.
You've never had tiger bread?
No.
Oh, there's something, it's like a cat when he has Felix, or kitty cat. They go bananas, don't they?
Do they?
Oh, crap.
What is tiger bread? The girls in the studio are giggling. I don't know why. Why are we giggling?
It's a type of bread. I don't know what is in it.
No,
it's like a two-tone bread. It's really chewy.
It's got a certain flavour, isn't it?
And you like it?
Oh, it's addictive, mate.
Right, okay.
That is the hardcore drug of the bread world. It's got to be.
Any other guilty pleasures?
What about
wearing cream or putting cream on something for a man? Is that, would that be classed as a guilty pleasure?
A lot of men are using foundation, though.
Yeah,
they are, and also a lot of eyeliner.
Would that be considered a guilty pleasure for you?
What? I've had eyeliner on before when we used to be in the band. I said, back in the 80s, it was a thing with follow spots and whatnot. They used to make you look very washy, didn't they?
Yeah.
They call it guyliner now.
Guyliner?
Yeah.
Guyliner, yeah. I'll tell you something. A lot of the women out here are having tattooed eyebrows.
Right.
It looks really good.
And also tattooed lips. How about that?
Crikey.
So that's got to be a guilty pleasure, isn't it?
I don't understand that eyebrow thing. I mean, you know, Pat Butcher plucks them all out and then pencils them in. I don't get that at all.
Well, I'd rather have that, mate, than seeing her walking down looking like Dennis Healy.
That would be
quite
scary.
They're going, who the hell's Dennis Healy, aren't they, mate? They're going, who's Dennis Healy? Yeah. Good shoulders.
Hey, look, nice to speak to you. You too.
All the best to the family, all the best to, like I say, all the guys at the radio station, and look out for yourself.
You too, Keith. Looking forward to speaking to you in the new year.
Yeah, bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye. 16 minutes after 12 then, so if you do want to give us a call, 240666, we are talking guilty pleasures, and we haven't got, you must have some guilty pleasures.
I have loads.
We thought that.
We sort of knew this.
Go on then, what are they?
Right, so you know in Busy Bee?
Now, is that the one by Tesco?
Yeah, it's the one with the, like, plants and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an obsession with cactus, whatever you want to call it, and, like, I always... I've got loads of them at home, and every time I go in Busy Bee, I just have to stand and stare at them for ages. And I don't know, I just get satisfaction out of just seeing them. They're so pretty, and I like to touch them and stuff. Like, cacti. So, yeah.
So you go down there on a regular basis?
Yeah. Well, whenever Mum's in Tesco, I just go to Busy Bee and look at the cacti.
So you go over there and rummage through the cacti then?
I do. It's like when you first walk in, there's just a massive table of them.
That is a weird...
that is bizarre. I don't know, I can think of weirder. Like, you know, but, soft things, I always put them on my cheek.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, that's something that people do.
Yeah.
But the cacti thing, you know, going...
I have a family of them, I'll show you them later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that is... kind of bizarre.
Yeah, I've named them all and everything.
But it doesn't surprise me at all. Anymore?
No, they come up randomly. Depends the category, really. I've got some, like...
Well, what about music? Let's do this with music. What sort of...
I really, really like 80s songs, but not the, like, casuals. Like, not, like the really weird stuff. Like, you know, Wham, that Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go song?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that song. Like, whatever. Oh, and Footloose, that song.
Cheesy.
Yes.
Cheesy 80s. See, lots of people like cheesy 80s, but...
Yeah, but no one admits it. They're like... Mm. And then secretly in the head, they're dancing to it.
Just... Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy. Are you a cheesy 80s fan?
I had a karaoke machine with Wham on it.
Right.
So I used to love that.
Which
I missed
Wham
that.
Song did you...
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And that was the only song I used to sing. Just on repeat. It must have driven people insane.
There you go.
It's a good song,
I used to play it on repeat.
That is a guilty pleasure, no doubt.
Definitely.
Any more?
Food-wise, I know someone that dips their chips into cream eggs. You know, the Cadbury's cream eggs.
No, that's wrong on every level.
Actual chips.
And if you dip the chips into, like, the McDonald's milkshakes, that's really good.
That is really nice.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, it's in milkshake.
It's really good.
That's not a guilty pleasure, that's just madness. That's just sheer stupidity, that is. So no, they really actually good. Dip their chips in a cream egg.
I don't get this one, but people do it. You know, like you would with a real egg.
Yeah.
Into a Cadbury's cream egg.
I don't like the middle of a cream egg, though. No. It wouldn't work.
And it's sugary.
And also the chips into a milkshake.
Yeah, that's really
that
good.
That one is a good one.
What, any particular flavour?
Vanilla.
Yeah. Probably. It's got to be plain milkshake.
Yeah, if it's got like strawberry, it just doesn't work.
Do people really do that?
Yeah.
I do it.
And that's a guilty pleasure?
Definitely.
I think so. And mayonnaise. Honestly, I could eat a whole thing of mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and what? Just mayonnaise
on its own? Just mayonnaise. I could eat a whole pot of mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah. We're not allowed it in the house anymore because I just... Because I love it so much.
Have to lock it away from you.
They do, literally. We have sachets of it so that it can keep it.
Oh, there must be loads of things where we get, you know, food-wise. I mentioned earlier on that you have a slice of bread with, you know, half-inch thick butter on.
Oh, yeah.
That just, you know, not melted, but, you know, that cold. And that,
really thick slices of bread.
That would be...
And I don't like that, though, because I can't get it in my mouth and it just doesn't work.
What about just things like when you make the cheese on toast, do you have not, you know, have other stuff with it and the cheese is really, really thick?
Oh yeah,
that's got to be a guilty pleasure, but it's not really sort of, you know, because everyone eats cheese on toast, don't they? But not many people have chips and milkshake.
No, it's a bit bizarre.
That is very, very bizarre. So food is quite an interesting one. The TV is, the films as well. We've all had we all must watch a film now and again that we watch all the time.
Footloose.
I still like watching. You watch Footloose?
On repeat, honestly. Like, I watched it last night and the night before, and I'm pretty sure I watched it the night before.
I've never
well.
Seen it.
Wait, you've never, one with Kevin Bacon, you've never seen it?
All right. Wait. I've never seen it. I know what it's all about, and I know I've heard the soundtrack. You've never seen
I've
it
I've never
either.
Seen it either.
I think it came out in about 1983, 1984. And how many? So you watched it numerous times.
I know the like script and everything. I love it that much.
So you
and the songs and the dances and oh, it's so good.
So you one of those irritating people that when you're watching that film, you are quoting everything.
Yeah.
Before it happens.
Think, yeah, and I do that when I watch Caden's TV shows with him, like Blaze and Paw Patrol. I can like quote those.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, a guilty yeah. pleasure film?
The Jungle Book, the original Jungle Book is
I've never
the one
seen
I go
that either.
To. You've got to have seen The Jungle Book.
No, I've never seen that either. I've seen bits of it, but
I've
not,
watched
not all
it
the way
so
through.
Much because we used to have the VCRs. I yeah. broke it because the tape snapped because I kept watching it.
Good grief.
I still watch it now. I've got the DVD.
You will watch that now?
I will watch it any time.
All the way through. Wow, I know the new one's coming out, and it's I think it's on Sky on
it looks really
Christmas
good.
Day.
It was really good, but they cut the song short.
That's not
so,
okay.
And that's the best bit. So wasn't too pleased with it.
What, the new one?
The new one. The action was good, and the way it was set was good, but the songs weren't long enough.
Okay.
Not enough singing.
That's not okay.
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it looks amazing.
Oh, it's shot really well.
My wife is looking forward to Christmas Day because it's on. And we're gonna watch it because I love watching those because I'm colourblind. I love bright colours and so on. So I love all the animated stuff.
Yeah.
And I forget what was that film I watched that you said the other day. And I'd watch that again and again. The one that goes fa-la-la-la.
Big Hero 6. Yeah.
Which I think was a great film. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen it, but the soundtrack's really good. It's got like Fall Out Boy and things in it.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch it, because it's a really... I think it's really fascinating how they did that.
I watch it if you watch Footloose.
Okay.
You've got a deal.
I think Footloose is on Sky, so I might just sort
it
of...
It is on Sky.
Have a look. You watch it from Sky?
Yeah.
Yeah. It don't cost you money, does it? Have you downloaded
no,
it?
No. It's on the Now TV thing, and I'm really upset because they're going to delete it soon.
You have to buy it or download
to.
It.
I want to. Mum's just like, it's only a film.
Yeah, but your mum keeps saying that it's only
yeah.
a film. She's
only
the voice of reason. Your mum's too reasonable. You got a phone that is falling to bits. It's broken. Oh, it's only a phone.
Exactly.
It's only
a
film.
Exactly.
That's your mum's quote, isn't it? It's only. It's only.
It is.
So, any more films that we feel is you know,
Dirty Dancing's good.
Guilty play. I love Dirty Dancing
as well.
I love
Dirty. It's one of my favourite films. I think of weird ones that I like.
Okay, look, musically I like Bucks Fizz.
Don't know who that
is. I love that. They had the hit Making Your Mind Up.
No. Song.
Eurovision Song
yeah.
Contest, yeah?
Yeah.
And they had loads of other hits as well. And they were all like, you know, pretty pop back in the day, early 80s.
Yeah.
But I really liked it, so I went out and bought the greatest hits. And I love Run For Your Life. Run For Your Life is just, and if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And I didn't like Making Your Mind Up. I thought
no.
that was too pop, but all the rest of it was awesome. And Smokey, love Smokey as well, living next door to Alice and stuff like that. So musically, there's a lot of cheese out there that we kind of like and
yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah, like
Wham
this,
is another
yeah.
thing.
I like this Korean song as well, but I don't know a word of, but I like it.
The Korean song? What's
well, it's it was 5 Seconds of Summer wrote it. It was called Teenage Girl or something. I don't know what. Teenage Queen, I think it was. Anyway, they wrote it, but then they sold it, but the song got, like, the first 20 seconds got leaked of the English one, and then I just looked for it, and they sold it to a Korean place, and I just listened to it in Korean.
Right.
It's really good. Don't know what they're saying, but it's really good.
Did you, just going back to TV and soaps, are you a soap fan?
It depends what it is.
Well,
not
any,
really.
Any you don't
more
watch
like,
soaps?
Not stereotypical ones, no.
Okay. What about you, Bert?
EastEnders and Hollyoaks are the one.
Right, okay.
Yeah, no, Hollyoaks. Emmerdale.
Hollyoaks is kind of aimed at a younger generation, is that right?
I think so. Everyone else seems to hate it because there's too much drama and it's really depressing.
Is it?
But maybe that's why I like it.
Do you know what? I mean, I'm a great believer in it. You watch something for a bit of escapism.
Definitely, yeah.
It just seems that whenever you watch a soap, it's almost like, oh, this is too true, and this is like too close to home. You know, cheer us up a little bit. But soaps, yeah, I think they are definitely a guilty pleasure. But
yeah.
I didn't know that was a darker, sort of more mysterious one. I thought it would be a bit more light-hearted and aimed at youngsters.
I find Hollyoaks quite dark. There's always kidnappings and drugs and abuse and all this stuff. Always.
Okay, and you watch it?
And I watch it every
day. Let's cheer ourselves up. Let's watch Hollyoaks. Double episode tonight. Fill your boots. How great. I find, you know, the soaps, whenever they have the awards, there's always like the main three that win everything.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair? You watch one that isn't quite, well, it is mainstream,
Hollyoaks,
but it's
doesn't
not
really win anything.
Why
but
not?
But EastEnders always win, so I'm always a winner.
Why not, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe it is because it's a really small audience for Hollyoaks. It's just people like me, young people that want depressing soaps.
Okay. You mentioned earlier on Jeremy Kyle.
Yes, I do watch that. I watch Teleshopping as well.
That can be addictive.
I love Teleshopping, and then I'm so close to buying something, I'm like, no, I don't actually need this. But I was looking, and they had this paint thing, and it was like a pentagon. No, not pentagon. What's that shape called? With the, like, it goes like that, and it's five sides.
Hexagon?
No, that's six. I think it is pentagon.
Yeah, pentagon.
Yeah, it is pentagon. It was like a pentagon thing, and it was like you put it on, you could paint the surface perfectly, and I really wanted it.
Okay.
I don't know why, but the advert just sold me, and that the little tip could come off to do the corners and just.
What were you, you know, what program are you watching? Which channel?
I don't know.
Because my mum watches QVC all the time. QVC is like,
yeah,
it.
I like
out
the
there.
One that. Oh, what's it called? Begins with a J.
I got no idea, but is that watching TV programs like that? Is that a guilty pleasure? Probably, isn't it?
I think it depends what it is. If it's embarrassing, then yeah. Like,
okay.
But it's like that weird Chinese game show that I watch. It's really good, by the way. It's on that it's on those free channels. It's like there's little Chinese people and they're like running over fire and stuff. It's really good.
Like an extreme version of Total Wipeout.
Yeah, like Chinese Total Wipeout. I love it. Anyway, like those sorts of things probably more than. And EastEnders and things more than I don't know.
So you say you watched Jeremy Kyle, and
yes.
What was the other program? What was the other stuff you watched? The TV stuff, and there was something else you mentioned.
Oh, there's a lot. Teleshopping. X on the Beach is really good.
X on the Beach.
Yeah,
did
and
you watch
that?
I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
So good. Basically, so they get people in on into this beach place, and then they don't know it, but their exes arrive. Like loads of their exes arrive at different times and they go on dates with different exes and stuff, and it's really dramatic and I love it.
Alright, fair enough.
It's really good.
I wouldn't watch it, but then other people would say, well, you don't watch WWE. We mentioned WWE earlier on, and my wife will, when I just flick it on for 5 minutes just to remember the old timers and see and see who's still around. Because half these guys, they get into drugs and stuff, and half the wrestlers that we had 20 years ago, they've all died in suspicious circumstances, a lot of them. And there was about 10, 15 years ago, there was an episode where Donald Trump was in the process of trying to take over the WWE. So there's all these, and this is like supposedly in real life, although none of it's real, it's all kind of scripted.
Yeah.
But you just want to see who's still going, like The Undertaker, who's about 105 now and still winning fights. It's just incredible. But I don't know why we watch it, because you know it's scripted, you know there's an outcome that's already been planned. Why would you watch it? But you just do. For some reason, you just do. Everyone's got something in them that other people will look at and think, really? You watch that? What was the other soap that's on during the day? I kind of, when my hours were different elsewhere, there was a soap called The Doctors.
Oh, on BBC One.
Yeah, I used to have a thing about The Doctors as well, for some reason. And yet, I went home and watched it a little while ago, and I thought, what the hell are you doing watching this dreadful dirge? Don't you go down that road of doing that again. So, daytime TV, I'm guessing a lot of that is...
Homes Under the Hammer and stuff like that. I love the auction shows when they buy a house and they have to do it up, or they decide whether to move abroad or stay at home.
That's good.
Four in a, yeah.
Well, let's just deal with that one, because obviously it brings us on with the I'm a Celebrity guy, and he was in that.
Yeah,
Has your thought process changed because of what he was and how he was on that programme?
I still love it. I don't know why.
He always comes across as a bit of a... how can I put it without sounding horrible? He always comes across as a really kind of nice guy.
Yeah.
Or trying to be nice. Please like me. I'm really lovely.
That's the thing, he's very needy.
And massively camp, but very good at what he does.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining. And I know that whenever I've been on holiday or had a week off, I at some point will drop into that show.
You have to.
And you have to see what they've done with the house.
Yeah.
You have to stick around to see. They bought this house in auction, and you've got to stick around and see it through to the end.
Definitely.
And I was disappointed. Because a couple of weeks ago, I did watch an episode of this, specifically, just to see if he was... Because he was being a bit of an idiot on I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
And I thought, let's just have another little go on, you know, watch one of his daytime programmes and see if he's, you know, like that, really. And they had an episode where he bought this place, and it was a massive place, massive unit that he was going to do so much with. And they went back, they did the thing, and I waited for the three-month thing. And when they went back, they hadn't done anything to it because they had problems with planning permission. And I thought, I've watched this whole programme.
To find out.
And I haven't now found out. And they said, you know, we'll find out next time. And I thought,
that's the worst.
There's not going to be a next time, unfortunately. I'm only watching this once.
In again.
It's a guilty pleasure. We don't do it. Otherwise, if you're watching it all the time, it doesn't become a guilty pleasure, does it? So there's some daytime programmes at that one. And you mentioned another daytime programme just before that
four
one.
In a bed?
Four in a bed.
Four in a bed.
I can honestly say that I don't think I've ever seen that. But I do know, I think, a couple that were... an island couple. They were on the show and they came into Vectis Radio earlier this year. And I know that people love it, but I don't, you know... Four in a bed. Go on, just tell us about it.
It's a in kind of thing. And I don't know, it's just... It's there's these people, like different bed and breakfast owners, and they go to each other's bed and breakfasts and rate it. But they get really like picky and things, so they'll like put their hand underneath the toilet seat to see if there's dust on it and things. Like, is to win money or something. Don't really know. I just like watching it because they get really like mean, like savage to each other, and I love it.
It's okay. Good.
What about that other similar kind of stuff? The one where you go around houses and cook for people. And then they give you a mark out of 10.
Come dine with me.
That's got to be a guilty pleasure, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet we've all seen that, but we don't make a regular thing of it. No, it's I mean, I don't get that where you cook for somebody and then they rip into you and tell you how awful it is, or they just don't eat it, which is the biggest insult ever. And then they go out upstairs and have a rummage through your drawers.
That's the uncomfortable bit.
Yeah, I do know that we had a couple. The last time an island couple were on. And they were very entertaining, and they had a go at somebody, and they had a right go at them on air, and it just came across as they were just horrible people. And they came in and they said, "Yeah, we did have a go at them, but it was edited in a way that showed them to be just the horrible ones, but they were being horrible to them in the first place." But why would you go on a programme like that and just be horrible? I can imagine you doing that and being horrible.
The best episode of it I saw is when someone didn't eat the food and they gave it to the dog. And you could just see like the back camera in the background, and they're trying like subtly to put it onto the floor for the dog. That's something I would do, though. Like, it was amazing.
I must say, I did start watching it when it first came out, and it was quite groovy. And then it changed, and then it became too much. Then I guess it becomes a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
When you're watching it now and again. Any more TV?
Those gypsy wedding shows. My Big Fat... Is it Gypsy Wedding?
Yeah, My Big Fat...
I love those.
On these, like, child pageant ones I randomly put on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it's called, like, Toddlers and Tiaras, I think it is.
Okay.
Or My Strange Addiction, just anything on TLC.
Toddlers and Tiaras, I'm liking that. Have we got any... You said your sister's, mate, giving you a list of things.
Oh, my sister... For some reason, tattoos was on her list, which just made me think, I know some people with some really bad tattoos... Just because they wanted to fill gaps in their arms or their legs or whatever. So there's people like Pikachu and just a random rainbow.
I would do that.
Yeah. So they've got to fill gaps in their sleeve.
So are you a fan of tattoos? Is that
I've got two, but I think mine are sensible.
Okay.
It's not like a Pikachu on my forehead or anything. So yeah, apparently that's quite a big one for people. And also tattoos that they regret afterwards. My sister's got one of those where she's got her little boy's name on her neck or something, but she got it matching with her partner at the time, and they're not together anymore.
Oh, right.
So they're walking around with matching tattoos.
So is it still there?
It's still there.
She can't do anything
about
it.
They've both still got it.
So she's going to be single, isn't she? She's not going out of any bed at the moment, is she?
She is, actually.
Oh, she is.
But he's got her name on him somewhere. I think it's on his neck again.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, I know three people with their exes' names on them.
Well, I know there's an old mate of mine. I won't name him, but he was married to a lady who had a name. And then they split up. And she went and married somebody the same name as he had.
So, convenient.
Yeah, but I don't think she had any tattoos, but it would have been really convenient if they had at that time. So that's really so yeah. is she gonna get it removed?
I don't know. But my best friend's dad has got his ex-girlfriend's tattoo on name on his arm as a tattoo.
Right.
He's been married for like 20 years to a different woman.
Right.
And she's fine with it.
Oh, do you know what?
She's just left it there.
When we talk about tattoos, I always tell this story because my mum married again when she was X amount of years old, and he had been married before and his wife died sadly, so he had a tattoo on his arm and it was Rose, and it was on his forearm, and my there's nothing he could do about it, you know, second time around and so on, and but my mum didn't like it, but she was a dressmaker and used to make shirts, so she made him a shirt and one was longer than sleeve than the other, so it covered it over.
That's brilliant.
So tattoos then. You say you've got two.
I've got two.
And do you mind telling us where they are?
I've got one sort of at the top of my back, bottom of my neck, which is mountains, for when I climbed a mountain in Morocco. And the other is waves on my foot for the sea.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay, so you've got them.
And they're hidden.
They're hidden.
So I can hide them if I need to, or they can be on show if they need to be.
See, I think that's sensible.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that's sensible. But I don't get if you can't see them.
Well, in summer, you can always see all of mine.
Well, the ones on your back?
You can see the one on my neck. I think you can see it today, to be fair.
No, I mean you can't see
it. I can't see it, but I can see the one on my foot.
See, I don't get the point in that. You can't see it, so why am I?
Yeah, but I know it's there. I don't think it's faded or anything.
No, I know, but you just can't actually see it. I've never understood that. And I've always wanted to ask. I ask everybody.
Yep.
Same question. You know, you got a tattoo. That's fine. I mean, some people, you know, wrists, fingers, you know, feet, and so on, and stomachs if necessary. But but it's, you can see it.
Yeah.
You can actually see it.
And I can't see mine.
An ex-girlfriend of mine. She had this car sticker, and she put it. So when you saw it from the outside, it would say, I think it was a thing called critical section.
Okay.
So she had this thing called... So when you were looking on the outside, this big car sticker was in the back window and it said critical section.
Yeah.
But in her case, it wasn't, because she stuck it on the outside, so that it was the wrong way round. And I said, why did you do that? And she said, well, when I look in the mirror, I can see it.
That's not really the point.
And I'm thinking, no, that's... But then you apply that theory to the tattoo. You can't
True,
see that
can't
one
see
on your
it.
Back.
No, but I had to get it somewhere hidden. So it's back there.
Okay. But, so you want tattoos?
Yeah. And I love looking at them.
Right.
Like, on the internet or something, there's something, I'm just like, oh, it looks so good.
So yeah. Where are you... I mean, obviously you're too young to have tattoos at the moment.
My mum said when I get older that I can have one in a smart place when she gets her one.
Your mum sounds so sensible. Yeah, it's only a phone, it's only a film, and when you get older, you can have one. And so you are going to get one then?
Yeah, I want a music, you know, treble clef here.
Right.
Like on my wrist. And then I want on my ankle or heart, but I have like, all, like, it looks like a music score, but in it, it's all got everyone's names in it. So... And I want other ones, but I don't really know 100% whether I'd actually get them.
When you say everyone's names, what do you actually mean by that?
I mean, like, my mum, my sister, my brother, my dad, and stuff like that.
Right, okay. Because when you're getting tattoos, I'm guessing you've got to think of the future, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought to myself, you know, am I the only 51-year-old without a tattoo? There's more probably people that have tattoos now than I do.
And it is a big thing.
My wife was talking about them the other day. She's 50, not... next year but the year after.
Yep.
And she was saying that she would like to get some kind of tattoo, And I've said, your dad would hate that and he'd cut you out of the will, but it didn't seem to matter that much. He said it would be put in a place that was discreet and he probably wouldn't get to see it anyway. He's going to know about it now, though, unfortunately.
Leaves that.
But so she's now thinking, what do I get? And I ran a couple of ideas by her because I thought, well, OK, if we got them together, you know, but then you've got to think, well, what happens if we don't stay together in 5 years' time? You know, if you don't wear well and I'm wearing well, you know, I might think, well, hang on a minute, love, I'm not sticking around here like, you know, you're not wearing quite so well. You just don't know. So you've really got to seriously think about when you have a tattoo.
Yep.
What it's going to look like in 20 years' time, and is it going to offend anybody that you're with? So obviously your sister made that stupid mistake of putting her boyfriend's name on it.
What are you going to do?
You have to go and find somebody with exactly the same name, which kind of, you know, it narrows down the chances, doesn't it?
It does, isn't it? But it gives you something specific to look for in someone. A name.
And definitely. So when you got yours, you did yours specifically for because you walked up Kilimanjaro.
I walked up the Atlas Mountains in Morocco, but it also matches a song that I like. But I'm always really careful in case something happens to the artist of the song or something like that, because we had the whole Ian Watkins thing and people had tattoos. I was like, I don't want that to happen to me. So it matches I Am the Mountain, I Am the Sea from Biffy Clyro.
Right.
But it also matches the sea from my hometown and the mountains that I climbed on holiday.
Okay.
So just in case, I've got a backup, like reasoning behind them.
Brilliant. Well, that's kind of solves the issue a little bit, doesn't it?
It's quite sensible.
Yeah. So there is sort of reasoning behind yours as well.
Kind of. And
that it's not going to be outdated in 20, 30 years' time.
I don't know. I was so close. Like, I've got really weird ones that I want. Like, I want a penguin as well. Like behind my ear where no one can actually see it, but you know.
See, again, I don't get that. You don't get to see it.
Yeah, but it's a really good conversation about, do you want to see my penguin?
Yeah. Just move your hair out of the way.
Yeah, be like.
Yeah, but you could say that to me now, and you've got headphones on, I'm not going to be able to see it anyway. So that is. I just don't get not being able to see the tattoos. I mean, because you see these people. I mean, Cheryl Cole, she tattooed her backside.
She did.
All of it.
All of it.
And you think, why have you done that to yourself for a start? I mean, you know, it makes me sound old. But more importantly, you can't actually see it.
Maybe she walks around with, like, a mirror.
Well,
that wouldn't surprise me, actually.
It wouldn't, no.
And as you get older, that's just going to look saggy, isn't it?
Well, Cheryl Cole can sort of, you know, nip and tuck everywhere, can't she?
Well,
so she'll be all right.
Probably.
She can afford to do that.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back. We've got some people messaging us with their own guilty pleasures. So we'll come back, though, with those in a mo. It's 17 minutes to one. You're with Vectis Radio. Kieran Thompson's here at 1 o'clock with the afternoon show.
This is Vectis Radio.
Hi, my name is Dominic from The Breakfast Show, and Vectis Radio to me is such an important outlet. I don't like to give too much away about myself, but I've got all sorts of problems with anxiety and new places, meeting people, change, you name it really. So for many years, I had no direction, no purpose, no reason to get up in the morning. I was pretty much a recluse, and Vectis Radio gave my life purpose. It gave me something to do day to day, a feeling of importance, being part of a team, trying to build something special, trying to help improve the station all the time. And over the years, I've seen the work that the station has done, helping people young and old of all backgrounds and giving them a chance in radio, helping them to build their confidence through radio. And I think it's really important that stations like Vectis Radio exist to help people.
Stories like these are what make community radio so special. If you would like to donate to Vectis Radio and help the station as it moves towards going FM in 2017, go to www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Vectis-radio, or you can find a link at vectisradio.com. Vectis Radio, bringing the community together.
The House of Chili is located at Hollier's Barn in Branston, between Princelet Chute and Thompson Garden Centre. We stock a vast array of chili-related products from the Isle of Wight. Chili balsamics, relishes, chutneys, marmalades, sweets, snacks, dried mixes, and a vast array of hot sauces from the Isle of Wight and around the world. We have sample tables to taste a wide variety of products. Looking for that unique present? How about a House of Chili gift pack or one of our luxury hampers? Check out www.houseofchili.com. Ideal gifts for the chili lover in your life.
Hi, I'm Helen from the MS Society Advice Centre Shop and Cafe in Shanklin. Please come and visit us at the Big Orange Corner Shop in Regent Street. Shop till you drop, then relax with a lovely piece of cake in our cafe. Have a few hours to spare, then join our team of lovely volunteers. We are always after quality donations of clothes, household goods and children's products. And of course, all monies raised stays on the island to help sufferers and their families. Give us a call on 01983 867 500.
Leader cabs have arrived on the Isle of Wight. A modern taxi service that's simple to book, safe to travel and secure to pay. Travel in comfort and arrive in style with our top-of-the-range vehicles. Our friendly, well-trained drivers will take you to any destination on the island and beyond. We also provide transport for special occasions like parties, weddings and corporate travel. In a hurry, save 10% and use our app to book your cab in advance. So call us today on 01983 33000. Leader Cabs. Quick, easy, safe and secure.
Hi, it's me, Chip here. I've got my own dance show. The dance show is called Chip's Dance Hall Show. I will be playing a variety of dance tunes that you can dance and tap your feet to. So come and join the party from 10 p.m. till 11 on Sunday night.
And get in touch. It's / Vectis Radio on Facebook. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
Okay, we've just broken one of the main rules of radio. You don't eat on air. And do you want to just talk us through what you've just done? Or what you brought in for us?
I brought in, well, my mum made them, but gingerbread men, dark chocolate truffles with this really cute glitter on, and fudge and Nutella sauce, which was meant to be chocolate sauce, but it failed.
And what do you think?
They are so nice.
They are. I'm just going.
The diet's gone already. It's not even New Year's.
One. Do you want another one?
Yes, please.
There you go. Which one do you have? You have a truffle last time.
I'm going for the truffles again.
Come on, you got to have one.
A truffle.
I had a truffle last time. It was lovely. And these little things, that's the fudge, is it?
Yeah.
All right, let's drive it. Mmm. I like fudge. Mmm. They're really nice, aren't they? Mm. Where were we?
I don't know.
I know. We had some guilty pleasures. Well, I like fudge. That is definitely a guilty pleasure. And your mum made all of this?
Yeah.
And you helped?
I stirred, so it kind of counts.
See, I like your mum. I only met her once, but I really like your mum, and I really, because she's a voice of reason. It's only a phone. It's only, that's buttery, isn't it? The fudge. Mm-hmm. Have you tried the fudge?
I don't like fudge.
Oh.
I know. I'm going to eat all the truffles, so it's okay.
Okay. So, did your sister give you any more information about stuff that... trouble is, I've got a chocolatey finger now. And I'm trying to open my iPad with the finger code, and everything's going to get sticky and horrible, and it's not recognise it because there's like half a ton of fudge on the end of my finger. Which I have to wipe it on the trousers. The wife will be very pleased. Now, so we've got some messages coming in from Facebook, and some guilty pleasures. Maggie says, "What is a guilty pleasure?" You know, it's. Do you want to just explain again what a guilty pleasure is?
Maybe slightly embarrassing things that you really, really like that other people wouldn't really get.
Yeah.
So, for example, in university, because I'm doing journalism, we're taught not to read the Daily Mail. Like, just avoid it like the plague. But my friend loves the sidebar of shame that's on the Daily Mail website. I don't get it, but she absolutely loves it. And all the celebrity gossip and stuff that we're trained to ignore all this stuff, but she just loves it. Yeah. She gets this little buzz when she opens it. She's like, oh, it's a bikini picture of someone.
Hang on. So there is... I mean, when I look at the Daily Mail thing...
Yeah.
Because I look on there as well, because there's some papers that do a whole thing. Mm. Other papers you've got to pay for.
Yeah, Daily Mail is completely free.
And it is completely free. And I do look at, you know, the what they call showbiz, because I think it's a laugh, because you'll get someone that's wearing a bikini, they're on holiday. So that's the story, that is.
It's literally...
They're on holiday.
There was a story
in a bikini.
When someone walked around a puddle and they were like, oh, she avoided the puddle. That was the main story of the day.
We could do it. I'm just going to go into the Daily Mail app now, because obviously you get, if you open up the Daily Mail app, you get the serious stories down the left-hand side, and then you get all the other stuff. Oh, there's a picture of some lady I've never heard of. She's flashing her bum. So I'm just going to have a little look at that. I know it's wrong, but Dino Saucy, Alexis Wren. Who is Alexis Wren?
Never heard of her.
She flaunts enviably peachy derriere and long legs in leopard print leotard as she dances with beasts in Jurassic-themed love event video. Okay, so there's a picture. I'm not going to shout at you because you don't need to see it. And this is the Daily Mail. And I do scroll down some of these pictures or some of these stories, but the other side... They're there. You can't miss them. They're there. And all of a sudden, you see someone's bare backside. And yes, occasionally you might think, hang on a minute, there's a story here about the real reason Kate and William are shunning the Queen's Christmas something or other. And then you think, oh, right by the side of that, there's someone's bum cheeks there.
You
and
can't
you think,
avoid it.
Well, it's a bit, you know, it is a bit difficult. It is a bit tricky. And then you scroll down again and you're talking about Tumblr?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which has been hacked again.
That's the daily thing. It happens a lot.
Okay. And then you've got a lovely picture of someone called Sadie Stewart displays her killer curves in a plunging silk emerald dress. And you're looking at it and thinking, Tumblr hacked or Sadie... Oh, hang on. I've opened the wrong one. And there she is. And you think, so is that a guilty pleasure then?
She does it deliberately. But yeah, it's a guilty pleasure of hers.
I would have thought
just
that would have been more.
Just sit there and read through it every now and then. Just get a little fix.
That's got to be a feature of a show. Because that is a real Mickey take as well. Because that's news, that is.
Yeah.
Someone's on holiday in a bikini.
Someone's wearing a short dress today.
But that appears in this app for some reason. So we're going to talk about people. Has anybody messaged you on Facebook?
That's pretty much details? All I've had.
Okay.
I've got some celebrity ones, though. So Snoop Dogg is a really big fan of the Great British Bake Off. He likes to watch that every now and then. That's his guilty pleasure.
That has got to be a guilty pleasure.
Yep. That's Snoop Dogg.
Do you watch that?
Mary Berry, I love her so much. Like, if you pause, her face, just every facial expression, every time you pause it, it's just, I love it. And she's got this thing when she does with her hands, where she, like, kind of does this, and it's like a lump, and I love it so much. Like, she makes my day. And like, every time I go in a bookshop, I'll take all of her books and put them in front of all the other cookery books, so you only see Mary Berry.
So you're a fan, you're a big fan.
I love Mary Berry. She came to, like, Ventnor, like, last year. I missed it. Was sad.
Are you a fan?
I love Bake Off. I'm a secret baker, so.
So yeah. Is it a guilty pleasure?
It's Should not for it me, Dean? But I understand why it would be for others. Because I do bake, so I get my recipes for all these people, and try it all out and stuff.
Okay, so I wouldn't watch it. I think the wife might watch it. What about Secretly Come Dancing? Would that be a guilty pleasure?
I think for someone our age, it might be.
Yeah, I think so.
I think for someone like my mum's age, maybe it's a bit more normal to sit down on a Saturday and watch Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay, Caroline says, she says, my guilty pleasure is watching Hull City, possibly the most unfashionable team in the Premiership, and currently bottom of the league.
Oh.
Sadly. She's a Man United fan. What are you watching Hull for? Doing? But yeah, I guess, you know, Hull City. I watch my wife's team now and again, Southend United. And maybe that is a guilty pleasure when it's painful watching it because it's dreadful football. Jonathan Kitcher, he's been in touch and he says his guilty pleasures are drumming, model railways. I don't understand that.
No, I don't get that.
Train spotting and all that kind of stuff. That's not guilty pleasure. That's something you should be locked up for. Put in a padded cell. Buses and steam trains. See, I've got to be careful because I know there's a number of people that work at Vectis that love buses, and their buses are it, and steam trains. That's it as well, but I don't get that. The drumming thing, I'd love to be a drummer.
Yeah.
We're always like doing something, aren't we?
We're always tapping away.
Yeah, I'd love to be. And Judy Smith then says there's nothing wrong with drumming. Of course, her son is Josh. You met Josh, didn't you? Josh is a drummer, and it's not really a guilty pleasure, I don't think. But then watching Hull City is definitely a guilty pleasure, and so is watching Southend United as well. So any more famous people over there?
50 Cent loves One Direction and has called for them to end their hiatus now because he misses the music they're making.
That's cute.
I thought it was really sweet, but it's 50 Cent and he shouldn't be into One Direction.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
He wants the hiatus to end ASAP.
That is kind of strange. That is One Direction.
He's not into the solo careers thereafter.
Man, if they get back together again, he's going to get blamed for so much.
Oh yeah, it's all his fault.
Are we fans of One Direction?
Not offhand, no. When they first went on X Factor when I was younger, they were. I had a poster of them on my wall and everything.
Would they be deemed as a guilty pleasure?
Yeah. It's like fetus Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Okay. Justin Bieber's kind of cool, apparently.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you, I never took to One Direction, and then I saw them play live, or they did some live thing for some Children in Need thing, I think it was, and I remember thinking, oh wow, they can actually sing, and I was quite surprised, and actually I like that.
Are you a directioner now?
Is that what they call
them
now?
That's what they're called.
Yeah. A directioner. Okay. Well, no, I'm not, but I kind of feel like maybe that is a guilty pleasure, that I like certain songs from One Direction. It's a bit like Take That. When they first came out, never liked them, and then they went away and broke up, and then they became like cheesy, and you thought, hang on, I like these. They're great songwriters, and they're great songs, and you think, oh, should I really be liking this? Is this a guilty pleasure? You bet your backside it's a guilty pleasure to like Take That, isn't it?
I think so.
I had a guilty pleasure for Robbie Williams. Like, my fish are called Robbie and Williams. Yeah.
Have you got any animals?
Yeah, I've got loads of animals.
Okay, so got any dodgy names?
My mum gets
like
to name them all.
Ah,
so
right.
My mum names all of the animals after Liverpool players.
Liverpool players?
Liverpool players. So we've got a fish called Suarez. We've got Jordan.
A fish called Suarez? That's
he bites everything.
That's funny.
The hamsters were called like Sturridge and Sterling because they were little and they were kind of nippy and they ran about a lot.
Right.
And then Jordan, because Liverpool FC had four Jordans at one point. That was the name of one guinea pig, and the other one was like Jerome. So yeah, all the pets, all named after Liverpool FC players.
Okay, that's strange.
That is strange.
Okay, I don't know how to finish up with that.
There's nothing you can say. We've tried to help her. She's past help.
She's a big Liverpool fan, then.
Huge.
Is your dad a Liverpool fan?
No.
Is he like what does he support?
My stepdad supports Newcastle.
Oh, Newcastle! Right, they're not even in the same league,
are
they?
Close.
Oh, crikey! I bet they have to like sleep in different rooms now. Look, we're in the Premier League. You're in the Championship. Let's just call it quits for a while. When you get back in the Premier League, then we'll start sharing a bedroom again. Hey, look, it's been a pleasure to share some time with you in the last couple of days, and it's really fabulous to see you again, Clumsy, a.k.a. Angel. Thanks for coming in, thanks for the chocolates as well, and thanks. We're going to open a present in a minute as well. So thank you for that, and have a lovely time this Christmas, and stay safe in Berlin.
Yes, right? We will do.
Okay, thank you both. Happy Christmas.
Thank you.